13 minutes after 4 o'clock, hour number 2 of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas, having some fun here on a Thursday. One more day left of the work week. Everybody's working for the weekend, right? Isn't that what it was, Loverboy, that came out with that song, right? Yeah,
I think it was Loverboy. Go with it, yeah.
When you think of that song, you think about Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze, right? And that one SNL yeah. skit. Good stuff.
That's way back in the day.
It is way back in the
it's
day.
It's a good one, though.
Well, it's time now for us to somehow transition from that back into our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we welcome in the superintendent at Midview Schools, Dr. Bruce Willingham. Dr. Willingham, a pleasure to have you on the show again. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. Thanks for having me today.
Well, a lot of great things going on at Midview, and I think you guys have a wide variety of things happening in a positive way. I want to begin with something I know that's certainly gotten a lot of attention recently. You guys have made some student safety upgrades. What kinds of upgrades have you guys made?
Well, you know, we kind of jumped at the forefront of things last spring when the Parkland tragedy kind of happened. We got our local authorities together, got the first responders in to do an audit with us, kind of walk around the district and just get a feel for, you know, how safety was within, you know, the campus of Midview. So then we also brought in Homeland Security, and we got a lot of good feedback, you know, from everybody, you know, just some basic things and some minor. I can't get into every detail, obviously, because it's part of our emergency plan, but I can tell you we definitely put some money into safety this year. One big thing that you'll see in our buildings, any family that comes in or any parent that comes in that is going to be leaving the office, we partnered with a company called Identifoto, where, you know, the license is scanned, it's checked with a database so that we know anybody that's coming in contact with our kids, you know, has been vetted on some level. So it adds just another safety level to the security that we have in each one of the buildings. Another thing that we did this year that we really wanted to focus on was begin just upgrading all of our security cameras across the district. So we've started, you know, really at the high school this year, just improving, you know, what that looks like, the number, the, you know, the angles, all of those things, you know, as we work across. And then the big one that I think is helpful too is, you know, bullying has been, you know, an issue for kids for a long time. But we've partnered with a company called Stop It, where they will, you know, kids are able to anonymously report bullying incidences at their schools. They can, you know, upload videos or pictures or things that they're seeing. And, you know, it gives us a way to quickly connect and work with kids. And the thing I like about it is that there's a staffed company that also views those things 24/7, 365 days a year. So in case there's something that's really serious, you know, a child, you know, may have a self-harm issue or something, you know, that somebody can intervene. And that goes to me, that goes to our director of curriculum, and it also goes to local authorities so that we're able to kind of, you know, if a kid is in need, we can jump on that quickly. So those are a couple of the big things that we jumped on this year.
I want to focus on the last one you mentioned there, the Stop It initiative, which I think is pretty fascinating. And you mentioned that that was something you guys really wanted to take a pretty close watch on. And I think it's interesting, too, because a lot of times when somebody sees a bullying instance take place, you know, they may be afraid to say something, but it might be easier if you're a kid to show something. Because sometimes it can be tough to retell what you've seen, but if you can actually show video proof or you can actually distribute some evidence, it makes it a little bit easier from your perspective as well as one of the primary administrators, does it not?
It absolutely does. And you know, the thing that we're seeing is, you know, when I was growing up, social media was not something that even existed. And that's where we're seeing the vast majority of issues is, you know, just, you know, between these different apps and communication devices and all these things, you know, this gives us a way to kind of tap into that world, and it gives, you know, students the ability to reach out the way they most feel comfortable. So I think it's a pretty important thing.
Well, that's a wide variety of different student safety upgrades, no question about that. All very, very cool things to implement over the summertime and certainly very much needed. And I think in every district, that's a thing that we need to look at a little bit closer, no doubt about that. Taking a look now at some other things that you guys did over the summertime, you've implemented for this year's school year. You expanded the Project Lead the Way program at the high school. What does this program entail exactly?
Well, we actually expanded it the high school and to our intermediate school. And, you know, the Nord Family Foundation has just been absolutely fantastic and very generous, you know, with us. You know, John Mullaney and Tony Richardson have just been, you know, fantastic in helping us build and kind of continue to build and expand this program. So, you know, what we wanted to do at the high school level is, you know, add our last biomedical course. And we were able to do that. So we now have four biomedical courses. And what our director of education and I are kind of working on now in conjunction with LCCC is we're looking at ways to now, you know, get kids college credit for taking those courses. So we're looking at trying to develop our engineering pathway through PLTW from eighth grade all the way through high school so that, you know, students can earn upwards of 30 or 35 credits even of college credit. And then for the biomedical program, now that we have that fourth class, we're now able to again, articulate, you know, what the design of the classes look like. And the goal there is to try and, again, get about 30 credits for the kids at LCCC, which will hopefully take a number of the prereqs away from pre-nursing students. So, you know, the expansion has been fantastic. You know, and why we did, you know, down to sixth grade at the intermediate level is we needed to provide some additional space and coursework to happen at the middle school. So now our sixth grade students are now being introduced to the classes that were originally scheduled for seventh grade. So, you know, we've had a viewpoint that every child in Midview deserves to go through those classes and take a choice. So, you know, some STEM schools do that a little differently with application process and things like that. All of our kids are exposed to this, and it just opens up different pathways for kids as they begin making career choices and start really just getting a feel for what they like and what they're good at.
You mentioned the coursework for those college credits and working with LCCC. Do you kind of have to stay in touch with them to see what college credits, what's necessary for requirements for college credits and to work on the coursework with them?
Absolutely. There was just a huge meeting here yesterday with staff from LCCC, our teachers, our director of education, principals, and that was the whole goal is, you know, they call it the articulation process, and that's where we develop what those courses cover, and we try to make that fit or add or delete things from that so that it fits within the coursework that LCCC offers so that we can partner on that.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Bruce Willingham, Midview Superintendent, here on our Nortson Corporation Champions of Education series here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Dr. Willingham, you guys also expanded the Gateway to Technology program all the way down to sixth grade at the middle school.
Yeah.
Tell us all about this program and how this works and why you guys decided to expand that all the way down to the middle school level.
Well, it really, like I said a minute ago, it really took effect because of what we wanted to do at the high school level. To develop some of those courses, we've got to start at eighth grade. Plus, we just initiated a computer science pathway for PLTW at our high school. So in order to do that, we needed to add a beginning computer science class in the Gateway program. So by pushing that initial Gateway program to sixth grade, it allows us to add that additional coursework and get more students involved.
Interesting. You talked about how you kind of tied that in with the career technical education courses at the high school and how they kind of mend together. I think it certainly says a lot about how those kids are going to learn a lot of new things and get them ready to get involved with a Gateway to Technology program further on down the line. Boy, in and out of the classroom, it sounds like the kids at Midview are having a great time and they're getting out in the community, doing some special things as well. We absolutely have to discuss this Midview Mobile Food Pantry. How did this idea come together and what all is involved?
So we've been partners in a collaborative called the Common View Collaborative. And you know, as members of that, we have the Lorain County Health Department, we have our school district, we have Clearview, we have Firelands, and, you know, the whole purpose of the collaborative is to focus on kind of the intermediate student and some of the struggles as kids begin to mature and, you know, social and emotional well-being and those types of things, but also health and wellness associated with that as well. So, you know, our middle school principal, John Brown, he kind of heard about this grant, and Second Harvest Food Pantry had come out. They did a presentation to our group, and he really worked hard to start pursuing, you know, what that might be. So we were able to get some generous donations from the Ross Corporation. We also got a generous donation from the 100 Women of Lorain County group. And, you know, because of that, we're able to feed 50 families once a month. So we set up a mobile pantry at the middle school. Families are able to go online and sign up, and it's for anyone in the Midview area. People can sign up and just come to the middle school once a month. And actually, yesterday was our October pickup. So it's been well attended. We've had close to 40 families each week, so we still have a little bit more room. We're still trying to get that word out there. But, you know, it's just seeing the thankfulness, the appreciative nature of people when you're able to, you know, provide them a pretty hefty amount of groceries. It's just really important. And, you know, our district, like so many others, you know, there's you know, good families that are just struggling right now, you know, trying to find work or keep steady work. And, you know, I think it really just helps a lot.
Well, and it goes a long ways to know that the community is behind them and willing to help them out any way they possibly can, not to mention, again, this is a really cool thing for the entire area. You mentioned that, you know, this is something, too, I think the kids certainly have a heck of a fun time getting involved with as well. And, you know, is it mostly done through donations, people coming in bringing monetary donations, or is it bringing out non-perishable items? How does this work?
It's actually donations, money donations that were made initially through Second Harvest. So Second Harvest is the one who they bring us the prepackaged food and things. So, you know, there's volunteer opportunities at Second Harvest to, you know, kind of box the food up and, you know, get some of the non-perishables and things together so that they're available, and then they get actually delivered to us, you know, by Second Harvest. So Second Harvest still has a large role in helping us with this initiative for sure.
Very cool stuff, and it's awesome to see that, you know, 50 families get fed each month as a result of this. So clearly the results are there, that this program is working extraordinarily well. Dr. Willingham, before we let you go, we've got to hear about the Little Free Library at Midview West Elementary. Tell us all about it.
Well, that's, you know, we've got some great staff members, and, you know, this was kind of the brainchild of one of our third grade teachers, Dana Fegedelum. And she wrote a grant. She talked with her principal, Patty Hamilton, about writing a grant for a free little library. And if you've ever had any experience with those, it's about early literacy, and it's about getting books in the hands of kids anywhere and basically everywhere. You know, I think if you do any research on things, though, you know, anybody will tell you a print-rich environment for kids, you know, really helps with not only, you know, language acquisition, but then, you know, reading skills as well. So, you know, Dana wrote this grant, she got this grant, and, you know, you could come, you know, to our elementary campus and see there's this little, you know, kind of dollhouse looking, you know, structure that on a post, and you can open it up, you can take a book, put another one in, exchange it later, and we have it close to our walking path. So, you know, one of the ideas, you know, for expansion, you know, there's other teachers that saw that and got invigorated by it and said, you know, what if we did some big book stations so that as kids came up with their families to walk the walking path, they could read some books along the way. So, I mean, it's just an exciting way to, again, get books in the kids' hands, or in kids' hands.
Gotcha. No, certainly understood. That's really, really awesome stuff, and one of many great things going on in the Midview school system. Dr. Willingham, we appreciate the time very much. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all these details.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Bruce Willingham, Midview Superintendent, joining us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products that the world uses every day. We need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Your Money Now, and then Matt Douglas with the local news right after this on AM 930 WEOL.
A native of Norwalk, Dick Stein learned the value of hard work and determined